You're traveling through another dimension, a dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind. You're entering the radioactive zone. Radioactive youth producer Ada Walther loves horror films. So Ada sat down with the local filmmaker, Abby Ekeneser, to talk about the genre. The two talked about how Abby got into horror and what they see as the future of horror, sci-fi, and speculative fiction.
Abby wrote off horror at the beginning of their film career because they thought the genre was exploitative and too violent. But they began seeing horror in a new light after the rise of Jordan Peele, the filmmaker behind movies like Get Out and Us. Abby says that they connected with those horror films because they are rooted in meaningful cultural commentary, not just fear and gore. I asked them why they think people are drawn to horror.
People need to explain fears. People also need to be fearful of something. I mean, who doesn't experience fear in everyday life? So to be able to have that connection to a picture and then have other people have that connection to a picture, you can find solidarity in that. And it's really important to be able to also channel that into something creative.
Abby also thinks horror movies have evolved over the years to have more depth.
Films that have a story and it's not just gore and mayhem.
Like a beautifully done horror skit about an interracial couple that they watched.
And even though it had ties to old cultural influences, you know, it wasn't one person always being the bad guy or, you know, anything like that.
Abby is currently working on a speculative fiction anthology film inspired by Octavia Butler. Speculative fiction encompasses imagined, supernatural, or futuristic elements. The film will be an intermingling of stories created by a diverse collection of writers.
They're all different cultural backgrounds, right? We have a Latinx queer person who wrote a beautiful story. We have two Black women who wrote really, really wonderful stories. One of the stories is a First Nations story. And then we have someone who's from Japanese origin who submitted a story too. So I'm really excited because I'm kind of sick and tired of seeing the same faces over and over again.
Abby is vice president of Rising Reels, a program that gives BIPOC kids an opportunity to experience the filmmaking process. Lately, Abby has been working with all BIPOC crews, and they say there's a lot of laughter on those sets because the experience is more enjoyable. But the process of making horror movies isn't always easy. Abby gets shaken up on set sometimes, like the time they're grossed out by an actor in special effects makeup.
So when he came out after all of his makeup was done, I think I threw up, or at least tried not to throw up in front of everyone, you know, because that's fun when you swallow your own puke.
Hearing from a filmmaker who uses horror as a way to dispel cultural stereotypes and represent diverse perspectives changed how I look at the genre as a whole. Horror movies can be a way for queer and BIPOC creators to express and work through trauma and allow marginalized filmmakers and audiences to reclaim the genre as their own. From the Radioactive Zone, this is Ada Walther.